This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, happy morning, happy afternoon, wherever you are today, and next 2 hours of broadcast healing live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, thanks to our syndicator GCN and all the online streams you can handle. And today we have in studio my assistant producer, millennial extraordinaire energy, I can't keep up with her, Captain Morgan.
Ahoy, mateys. Happy Sunday.
The captain is here, and we just did a Facebook Live video before the show. We were going to preview the Constitution class coming up, and we're going to have Michael Badnarik on to do that, actually better than anybody can. But we were there, and suddenly one of our fans just showed up. She's like, you know, eating at the Vitality Bistro and came out and saw us and said, hey! And we put her on there, a homeopath from Daytona. Lise, thanks for being there, and happy birthday to you, celebrating her birthday with her sister and her mother. And we got to preview a little bit of the homeoprophylaxis event coming up, and she was interested in the Constitution class, too.
Yeah, she actually said she would definitely be coming out for something like that. And I'll tell you, being a little bit newer to the show, it's always exciting to me to hear how Rob has impacted other people. So it was cool to hear from her perspective how he's been advocating for and standing up for homeopaths, and especially moms that are concerned about vaccines for their children. So jump on Facebook and give the video some love, because the more likes and thumbs up you can give those Facebook Live videos, the better we can share the message and help other people hear about health freedom.
See, that's the thing. I'm new to all of these Facebook Live things. You've been really prompting us to do the Periscope and Facebook Live. But you know, the question is, how do you get them seen, right? And you said it's because people have to like them or love them or put stuff on it, poke them, whatever they got to do to them. What do I got to do?
Just send it some love. If you are on your phone, you can just tap on it to send some hearts our way. Or if you're on your computer, you can like it, double-click on the hearts, and send love that way. But, yeah, the more likes and taps and views it gets, then the more Facebook is automatically going to promote things. And okay, a lot of you guys out there know that Facebook does monitor and kind of downplay a lot of the stuff that we want seen on the Internet. So the more love you can give it, the more you're going to help your friends and family see this type of information.
Very cool. So what do you think, Super Don? I don't think I'm the feature of any video. I'm a radio guy, but Captain says we got to do more video.
Video is good. And whether you want to admit it or not, you are good on camera. So
I'm a goofball. That's all I can say. I just let it loose that way. Also, Captain Morgan's put a video where I did a longer promotion that's not going to be aired yet. I guess you'll get it and edit it and put some stuff on it, because we are genuinely excited about the upcoming Constitution class, August 13th and 14th. And we'll talk to Michael Badnarik again about that today. And that opens our first story of the day. And it relates to the First Amendment. Now, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom petition, redress of grievances, assembly, all of that stuff, all right? First on the course of the First Amendment is freedom of speech. The Seventh Circuit evidently rejected the First Amendment protection for commercial speech related to a quote-unquote unapproved product. And this is an interesting case because, Super Don, you brought to my attention many times when the drug industry gets to go off label and talk about, you know, whatever we want to say about our drug, even though it hasn't been approved for that, we want to say it. And there's been some controversy with FDA, and they've sued it out. And I think that some of these drug companies have actually won on First Amendment grounds for going off label with the drugs that the FDA initially approved of for other purposes.
Most recently was last year. We covered this, that the Amarin won a case where they and they won it on the fact that they have the free speech, First Amendment right, to make these claims and sell these drugs off label, and the court sided with them and they won.
So we were wondering, and you did too, what if a, you know, a natural product company tried to do the same thing, right? We want freedom of speech too, not just for drug companies. And so that was the basis for this one. It was actually a pro se appellant, which means, or defendant appellant, that, was appealing a case and representing himself on the First Amendment, and said, hey, you know what? I should be able to talk about my product, which was like a colon cleaning product. And he made claims for allergies, which is, to me, legitimate. Because if you can actually cleanse the colon, you're going to help heal allergies. Of course, that's a big no-no, because the FDA says nothing natural can do anything of any consequence except support structure or function. So if you've got a colon cleansing product, all you can say is promotes good colon health. That's it. No communication in relationship to how the colon health relates to the liver, relates to the digestive system, relates to the preponderance of allergies that are happening. You can't do that. And so they appealed the ruling all the way to Seventh Circuit Court. And basically, they denied it. They said, no, 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 you don't have freedom of speech. And the basis for it is because the FDA has not approved your dietary cleansing supplement.
So, and that's what it came down to. And see, and the thing that's so frustrating is that in the case of a pharmaceutical company that wants to market their product for, quote, unapproved uses, They've been able to skate by on this First Amendment issue because the product was previously approved for a different use. And right. So because it got that rubber stamp for something else, that then basically just grandfathered the situation into a, well, it's okay. But in this case, with this guy who was selling a colon health product.
Sure.
What they're saying is that the First Amendment protection does not extend to what they call commercial speech regarding an unapproved product, because there are no, quote, lawful uses. Even if the speech that's being used by this guy is truthful and not misleading.
So let me ask Captain Morgan here. Do you think the First Amendment was written to only approve speech that was approved by the government?
Well, I'm going to say no. That's probably the obvious choice here. But I think that we really have stumbled into some dangerous territory in this day and age, especially the last year or two. Not only when it comes to the medical industry, but even celebrities talking about the definitions of bullying and hate speech and things like that. And their censorship is becoming really widespread in our country. And what we have to get back to is understanding that people should be allowed to express their opinions. You can express it in a way that doesn't tear down somebody else specifically, but everybody needs to be able to express what they believe to be true and to give other people the opportunity to believe those same things. Otherwise, we're going to go down the same path as Russia.
Yeah, that's the thing. All speech is approved as long as it's approved by us.
Right.
And right. Like, you know, that is so the antithesis of the First Amendment. Yet we live in a day and age, as you said, Captain Morgan, where it's become accepted that the government is the arbiter of what you can and can't say. People are like, what? No, we're the freest country on the planet, right? No, not when it comes to health and healing. The government, the emperor, the president, what, you know, the executive branch, the bureaucratic oligarchy, they are the arbiter of what you can say about a colon cleansing product. That's right. Our founding fathers, man, if they're not constipated already, they're needing to blow something out underneath it, wherever they are. Because this is just, think about it. Step back, take a look. Michael Bednarik will help us in a moment to do that. But take a look at how absurd that is, where you petition the court to be able to speak truthfully in a not misleading way about your product that cleanses the colon and its relationship to allergies, because the government hasn't approved your product, so there's no lawful use for it. Do you understand how far from the American ideal in liberty, much less a spiritual freedom ideal, if you go beyond a government of any kind, that is? That you have to petition the government. The government said, no, that speech is wrong. Now, we approved that drug, not to say that, but since we approved that other thing, and you're saying about that, then it's okay because we've approved the primary thing. Now you can have fun with whatever you want to say.
Well, and again, people need to just remind themselves the government is made up of people, too. They are just as fallible, just as corruptible as any other guy on the street. So just because they got themselves slotted into that position of power doesn't mean that they're able to have any more inside knowledge or godly wisdom when it comes to these things. They can just as easily make mistakes or do something only to benefit themselves.
Yeah, or those who lobby into that position, as is with the centralization of power and violation of separation of powers, which, you know, when you have a bureaucratic oligarchy, you got a judge, jury, and executioner all in one branch, the executive branch, when it comes to determining freedom of speech. There is no real judicial review. It's a judicial review based on what the emperor says. And the emperor hasn't approved your colon blow product, so you can't say anything about it. It's an incredible... This is why we have to have a constitution class with Michael Bednarik. Super Don. I mean, is it just me that's looking at this as the incredible absurdity that it is that we accept this as a normal part of American life?
Yeah, it's just one big eye roll when you read this stuff. It's just like, are you kidding me? I mean, where has the Constitution gotten lost here? It's just like it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but they'll justify it, and they'll say, you know what? You can't have, you know, everybody would die. They'd drop like flies in the streets if the government wasn't there to protect you, if the FDA wasn't doing what they do. But what do? They enforce and enslave the American population into a drug-dependent scenario where the drugs that they improve are in fact, the third, second, or first leading cause of death, depending on how you look at the stats. That's the First Amendment today. Well, the government has approved it. Doesn't matter that a million people die of it. It's approved by government. You should be proud that your government has approved the death of your loved one. I know that's harsh to say, but that's what we're dealing with on the vaccine issue, which we'll visit a little bit later in the show, when certain entities and agencies are calling moms the new mafia when it comes to information that might be considered anti-vaccination. What an incredible time that we live in. The Chinese proverb, interesting times. They're not a-coming. We're in them. Where are the principles? They're right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, bringing that power to heal back where it belongs. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan putting those notes up. Check out the video on Facebook Live. Also, a picture Captain and I took at our friends at the Vitality Bistro is up there in the social networks as well. All right, when we come back, Michael Bednarik will join us. We'll talk about this and many other constitutionally based things after the break.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And if anybody stands in the way of liberty, we call on our good friend Michael Bednarik, and here is his theme song. Yes, Michael Bednarik, champion for the Constitution and basically protecting liberty and recognizing that even the government can't do it. In fact, it's the government we were supposed to be protected from. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, freedom of speech. It's only free if the government approves of it first. That was the whole intention of the First Amendment, correct?
I can't believe the recent Supreme Court ruling. When I was running for president, I spoke at a university, and they wanted me in the auditorium. But there were only like 10 or 12 students. And I suggested we move to a classroom to be a little more informal. They said, no, you're a presidential candidate. You've got to be in the auditorium. It's a free speech zone. And I pointed at my boots, and I said, anywhere I happen to be standing is a free speech zone. The government doesn't tell me, you know, what I can or cannot say, and the government doesn't tell me where I can or cannot say it. And this whole thing is just absolutely ridiculous. During the 2004 conventions, Republican and Democratic, they had free speech zones about a mile from the convention hall, and it was literally a chain-link fence topped with razor wire. That was your free speech zone. Looked like Auschwitz.
See how it converts this year at the RNC and DNC, if it's gotten any better or worse. I have predictions about that. And it's more or less, well, what does the government approve here? And, of course, a lot of it's based on the fear of terrorism, the fear of attack. And people don't understand the history of how these things come about. Anytime you basically invite yourself into somebody's kitchen, it's one thing that you're invited in, but there's another point in time where the people might say, well, I'm glad you came, but now it's time to go. And let's say you don't leave. The people whose houses or property you're invading at that point might visit some violence on you as they try to remove you from their place. And I don't know why that's so difficult to understand when governments or countries or nations do that to other nations, how that incites violence and blowback.
Yeah, private property is what it's all about. That was what the whole American Revolution was about. You know, prior to the Declaration of Independence, it was assumed that King George owned the colonies. After we defeated the British at Yorktown, it was pretty much the other way. So John Adams said the moment the idea is admitted into society that the law of property is not as sacred as the law of God, then tyranny and anarchy connect. So everything is about property.
How does this, you know, this is kind of a tough question sometimes, so maybe it isn't for you, Michael, but the concept of what we call native peoples, if you will, our ancestors who came to this country and you know, basically took it to some degree. You know, sometimes that's used to justify, well, America is not the greatest place on earth, but there's also transformations throughout history. This has been the case, but the people view land differently. Like those people didn't necessarily feel like they owned the land, but they certainly had control over it.
Right. I like to point out that the American Indians had homeland security. Christopher Columbus would never have gotten off the beach. you know, it what we have done to the Native Americans and the blacks, I mean, what humans do to other humans throughout history is just amazing. I can't believe the evil that people perpetrate on others. But in order to do that, they have to psychologically convince themselves that these are not really people. They are substandard in some way. That's the only way you can justify it in your mind to, you know, elicit that kind of violence against somebody who's not trying to hurt you.
Right.
So it's a human thing that we have to try to overcome all the time.
Well, those human tendencies toward evil are often consolidated in the power of government. And when we talk about atrocities, government throughout history has, if we look at the 20th century, it's been responsible for more deaths than any other so-called organizations or entities. Some people say it's religion, but religions that also get a hold of government sometimes can visit those atrocities as well. So it's important to understand human nature and restrain these institutions, whether they be corporate or government. And couldn't we bind them down by the chains of the Constitution? Is it even possible in 21st century America? We're going to find out more about that and Captain Morgan's Freshman Friday style questions for our good buddy, Michael Badnarik, author of Good to be King and Secrets to Sovereignty.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
In addition to learning about the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, all of that, that we'll do August 13th. The Second Amendment on tap, marksmanship training on the 14th. A limited, very limited number of folks can go out to the open range with Michael Bednarik, and former British Special Forces officer, and really hone your skills. And you'll be able to have access to any kind of firearm you can imagine just about on an open outdoor range. So that's coming up. Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. There's even an Eventbrite link now on the page. Is that right?
Yep. If you go to the special events page, it has its own tab and everything on the website. We've got all the details, all the links for the hotel. You can sign it up on the Eventbrite page, pay via PayPal, and get it all done online.
And what I understand, we just learned this on the break, or I did, Michael is providing his book Good to Be King, a foundation for our constitutional freedoms, and that is included in the price of admission. Is that right, Michael?
That's correct. That's always been true.
Dude.
I guess if you're really lucky, you might even be able to get him to sign it for you.
Ooh.
Super special.
How cool is that? All right. Well, listen, I want to ask Captain Morgan to ask questions because she brings a fresh millennial perspective and asks questions that sometimes, Michael, you and I might just jump right over because we've been at this for so long. And sometimes the basics are such an important, place to begin. And we don't want to assume people are already with us and know the stuff that you've been studying for even longer than I have.
Yeah, so, okay, he's primed and pumped. Mm-hmm. All right, so I don't know exactly where this is in the foundational paperwork, so this is a legitimate question, but I've been watching the news, and I saw the uprising, the coup in Turkey, just like everybody else, play out, and the NATO powers were so appalled that something like this could happen, but doesn't it say somewhere in the documentation that founded America that we as a people have a right to get rid of the government if we decide eventually that we don't like it?
Oh, absolutely. We the people created the government for the purpose of protecting our life, liberty, and personal property. The document is the Declaration of Independence, and it's actually the second paragraph that says that when any form of government becomes destructive of our rights, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it. We give government privileges. If we take some of those privileges away, we alter the government. If we take all of the privileges away, we abolish the government, and then we can start a new government, basing its power in such form as to best, protect our liberty. So, yeah, it's right there in the Declaration of Independence at practically top of the page, and it is the philosophical basis for everything that we've done in the United States since 1776.
So if we, as a people, actually understood that by, say, coming to this class and we knew how to articulate that, we could perhaps reform the government, hopefully in a less painful and nonviolent way as compared to so many other countries around the world, because it seems like the founders of our nation knew that no government was infallible, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But John Adams, who was president right after George Washington, said that if men were angels, then no government would be necessary. And, since men are not angels, the object is to try to have angels in the government. And since that's not really possible, we're pretty much in a constant battle to limit the power of men.
So let me ask you this. How is it then, let's say that I am not happy with the current government and I'm saying some things about the current president. Some might call that treason or hate speech, or is that just disagreeing with the government as is my right as an American?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Our court system is filled with people pointing at each other going, they're not being fair. Everybody has their own personal view of fair, and they always think
Absolutely.
The other guy isn't.
Right.
In this particular case, if you're going to, say negative things about the government, the people in government are not going to like that because, clearly you're trying to limit their power. And people in power have so much power now that they want to stifle any type of resistance to their power. But there's a story that when Thomas Jefferson was in the White House, someone, I think it was a Russian officer, came to visit him in the White House. And Thomas Jefferson had just gotten, that we had just ended the Alien and Sedition Act. The Alien and Sedition Act basically made it illegal to say anything bad about people in government. And Thomas Jefferson was instrumental in helping to get that repealed. And so this Russian came into the White House And there was a newspaper article there critical of Thomas Jefferson. And the Russian officer was a little surprised that, you know, Thomas Jefferson wasn't sending out the troops to go and, you know, suppress that.
Right.
And, you know, Thomas Jefferson explained that's not the way it works. You know, people have free speech. They don't have to like it. And if you're going to alter or abolish the government, you're going to have to start by talking about it.
Right.
So, yes, freedom of speech is central, and specifically freedom of political speech. If we can't talk about the government, then we can't alter or abolish it, and it has become the tyranny and dictatorship that we were worried about.
Michael, this concept of all enemies foreign and domestic, what was the perspective on enemies that were domestic at the time of Thomas Jefferson and the founding of this country and this nation, even prior to the Constitution, because, of course, we know that the Declaration was written. It was some years before the Constitution would be ratified. But what was the concept of domestic, foreign and domestic, enemies domestic?
Well, the United States is the only country in the world that identifies its citizens based on ideology. You know, if you are willing to respect other people's individual rights, you're willing to respect and protect other people's private property, welcome. You know, we're all brothers and sisters. Doesn't matter what color you are, what language you speak, what religion you profess. We all believe in this fundamental right of, you know, humans to interact. And so that's what the Constitution embodies. You know, it's those ideals. And so what we want is we want people to protect against domestic enemies of that ideology. You know, we want to avoid communism and socialism, which are the antithesis of the Constitution, because socialism and communism do not recognize that private property exists.
And then in the 20th century, of course, we have the so-called Red Scare and the idea that we could blacklist folks that had communistic beliefs or ideals, if they can be called that. And how does that play out in a place where freedom of speech is supposed to exist? How do you curtail that kind of thing? Is there a fine line or a very broad, thick line where you can determine, you know, well, these people are actually enemies of America domestically because of their views?
Well, this is the catch. You know, the ideas of socialism and communism are antithetical, but you don't want to stop their speech because that gives you the justification to stop people who are promoting liberty and freedom and private property. So that's the wrong response. When someone gets up on a soapbox and they start to say something that's racist or sexist or homophobic, you don't stop them from saying what they want to say. What you do is you have to stand on your soapbox and say, look, this information is racist, it's sexist, it's homophobic, it's socialist and communist, and it, you know, violates the very premise of what the United States was founded on. And so you don't shut other people down, but you have to actively stand up and challenge the ideas. So as long as we have a free exchange of ideas, sure, you know, you can have people talking about socialism, but as soon as you start to talk about private property, the people who are talking socialism and communism are going to feel like idiots, you know, because they are. You know, but you have to have that free exchange. You know, freedom is not free, and sometimes it's not pretty. We have to have the battle of ideas, because if you don't, eventually we're going to have a conventional battle with, you know, bullets and hand grenades and, you know, bloodshed, which is exactly what we're trying to avoid. So I have a quote that's on bumper stickers that says, if the First Amendment doesn't work, the Second Amendment will. So if you want to avoid the bloodshed, you better start standing up on your soapbox and professing the ideas that you endorse.
Well, and a big part of that goes back to educating yourself. And you can't have a free exchange of ideas if you don't understand how to explain and defend your ideas, but also to educate the other side. So, again, that's why I'm just really excited we're doing this class.
Much less the basis for those ideas in
right.
history. You know, these were learned men who really dug deep into history and understood why these principles were important to bring out in this way in this new country. And yet so many have lost sight of that. And when we're together, Michael, we're like going to step back in time. It's going to feel like we're maybe in the 1800s for sure, because that's when this hotel opened up, the Lakeside Inn. And we're going to get a sense of that. What would liberty be like in a time that is different from our own? Because we might be heading that way if, for instance, oil starts siphoning down and down and down. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a different kind of world that we might not recognize. Maybe it's going to happen for our children or their children. But can the ideas of liberty survive those changes? They were born in a time when we didn't have what we have today, so why not? But we've got to understand that basis for it. So, Michael, so much gratitude and love, Vitamin L, for you and all that you stand up for. And I'm just kind of, I can't wait till the Constitution class begins.
Yay!
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time.
All right. Well, stick around. We got one more segment here. We're going to talk about an abuse of power by police departments. No, this isn't a violent story. It's kind of a silly, funny story, but yet at the same time, not. And Michael's going to stick around. Captain Morgan is in the house. And of course, Super Don is with us. So we'll be back. Joni Abbott will join us next hour as we continue the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Scott Bell Show.
You can hang out with a champion for liberty, Michael Badnarik, with us August 13th and 14th. And the link's in the show notes, special events page, and also linked up within the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Go direct to Michael at constitutionpreservation.org. There'll also be links to the information there. Captain Morgan's helping us put this all together. Super Don's making it sound so good. Michael, I was alluding to, you know, the time frames, right? The dawning of the American Republic, Revolution. All, I mean, it was obviously a non-technological time relative to what we know today. And the question is, what stands the test of time? People say, oh, the Constitution, it's a living, breathing document. You know, it can change with the times. Was it supposed to, really? And if so, how appropriately versus the way it's done today? Context there is everything.
Well, the only people who want the Constitution to be a living document are the people trying to kill it. Technology has changed. You know, they rode horses and carriages. Now we drive cars. They had quill pens, you know, with a, you know, bottle of ink. Now we've got the Internet. Those things have changed dramatically. What has not changed is gravity. Gravity is still exactly the same. The right to life has never changed. You still have a right to life, regardless of how you get from point A to point B. You have a right to liberty and the right to own property. That will never change. So there's no reason for the Constitution to change because, you know, the principles stay the same. Again, the only reason people want to change the Constitution is to consciously and deliberately limit your rights to life, property, and just turn you into slave.
Mm-hmm. Well, and slavery is another issue we'll probably touch on in the class a little bit, and contextually how that changes through the times that, you know, a lot of cultures and societies were built on slave labor. And what we've had happen in the 20th century and 21st now is economies and, you know, basically foundations built on oil, which is cheap energy relative to what we had in throughout history. So it's fascinating discussion, and I want to continue that with how does liberty survive in those simpler times that most people have never known, because we might be heading to that again, maybe not in our lifetime, but certainly for our kids and grandkids, unless aliens beam down from the Star Trek Enterprise and figure this thing out. But for now, good news, Santa Ana Police Department finally fires the officers who broke in and raided Sky High medical marijuana dispensary and began destroying all of the cameras there and then eating the pot brownies, the edibles. And they got caught because they didn't dismantle all of the cameras, Michael.
Oh, my gosh.
They were very upset.
We have these guys on video sucking up the brownies.
Yep, eating the brownies and insulting disabled cannabis patients. I mean, they were like kind of disgusting humans, you know, whether they're police officers or not. Anybody that comes in there to do that, you're not somebody I want to hang out with.
Well, it's really just too bad that, you know, guys like this give other guys who do care about the communities they serve and protect, they give them a bad name, and that's what's happening all across the nation. And I've just got to wonder what's happening in these departments, that they're not creating a culture that cares more about protecting their communities than they do about flaunting their power and privilege.
Mm. Yeah, these guys sound like, you know, college sophomores, fraternity guys out, you know, I mean, just disrespecting other people. This is assault and battery. It's theft, you know, and, you know, if marijuana is actually illegal where it is in some states, then, you know, these guys have created another crime. And, my only question is, how long did it take the police department to finally admit that these guys were not fit for service and to send them to jail?
What did it take, Super Don? Over a year?
Yeah, it was May of last year. And, you know, just to add insult to injury, they never drug tested these officers. They just got them on camera. And there was a really long internal affairs investigation. Prosecutors, they charged them with misdemeanor counts of petty theft and vandalism, but they haven't been convicted yet. They're still facing the trial.
Incredible. Well, I don't know that we'll see justice in that case, but folks, if you want to see justice and liberty and property and life defended, come to the Constitution class. August 13th and 14th, if you want information, go to robertscottbell.com. Michael Bednar found at constitutionpreservation.org. Michael, always great to have you on board. Great job.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
All right, love you too. Great news. More healing after the break. Joni Abbott, Homegrown Health. Also, our moms, the new anti-vaccination mafia. Whoa, the power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Berrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.